Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, an hour and 20 minutes has just gone by way too quick with Lord Monckton, but Max Kaiser's coming up. It's going to be sad to see Lord Monckton go. We're going to serve him up some good Texas barbecue, though.
I'm looking forward to that.
The government minister that wants to ban crucifix in England and the EU is agreeing with them. She looks like a witch. I mean, I don't go off how you look, but I mean, it's not just that she's older. Yeah, my grandmother is very, you know, almost 90, but she's a lovely light in her eyes. This woman looks like central casting to be a witch. Guys, show folks a document cam shot of that. I mean, it's just these people are monstrous, and it's all about the raw exercise of power, isn't it?
Well, yes, bring back the ducking stool, say I. This woman really has gone far beyond what is common sense. And she can do this because, unfortunately, our Catholic bishops in England and Wales, unlike the ones in Scotland and unlike the ones in America, are soggy and useless. The one in Scotland, we have a marvellous cardinal in Scotland, Cardinal O'Brien, who speaks out. He's a working-class guy, but he speaks out with terrific authority, and the press respect him, even when he's saying things that are deeply unfashionable. Whereas in England, they just don't seem to have the same kind of muscular approach, and they don't stand up for the Church's teachings against the increasing encroachment of this all in.
Well, even if you're not a Christian, it's obvious that Christianity is better than New World Order socialism.
Well, I would certainly say that's the case. And unfortunately, the governing class has decided that Christianity is uncongenial to it because it encourages people to think for themselves rather than becoming just like the Borg. I mean, we're dealing with the Borg here, aren't we, really? That sort of uniform thinking, all with a hive mentality like
we are. Where are you speaking next?
So next I'm going to Arizona to speak to several tea parties. There's a thing called a surprise tea party. I'm speaking at that shortly. A couple of speeches in Arizona. Then I go back to the UK. Then I'm almost straight on to the next plane, down to Rio, to try and throw a wrench in.
And we're going to be able to get you on from there.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Thank you. Let's jam in a few more calls. Christopher in California, you're on the air with Lord Monckton.
Hey, how's it going, Lord Monckton? Alex Jones, how are you?
How are you? Good to hear you, Christopher.
Hey, how's it going? I'm originally from Yuma, Arizona. The thing is, I had a couple of questions. Do you think it's true from what the books I've been reading from David Icke saying that these groups are...
people like David Icke, you know, saying that the elites are, you know, really, really bloodthirsty agendas.
Yes, David Icke, I think, one has to be a little bit cautious of. He's slightly gone off the rails, I think. But, I think one needs to...
He's a nice guy, though.
You can go about as far as Alex Jones. Going beyond Alex Jones, you're out right into the darkness of complete...
Who knows, though? That woman does look like she might be a reptoid, Lord Monckton.
Yeah, she does look as though she's come out of one of the Star Wars films as an extra. Yes.
So you think I'm like the outer limit, like the final waypoint.
You're about as far as one can safely go before going out into the complete void.
Once you cross that line, it's like Charon, the boatman, says,
that's it, you're beyond the pale. No coming back.
I'm like a pillar. You reach that and the river Styx is right there. Thank you, caller. Just something else. Bob, real fast in Missouri. Go ahead.
Yes, Lord Monckton and Alex. I was, as you were talking, I kept thinking of this new Reichstag fire for the EU and the rights of a strong man. It just kept coming up in my head as I was hearing you talk about the breakup of the EU. I don't think the controllers are going to tolerate the breakup. I think they're going to do some sort of a synthetic terror incident.
That's very sensible. You're quite right. They will. I don't know that they will literally go so far as to invent a terror incident. I think they know that, you know, the likes of Alex and the likes of me are watching, and if they did that, we really would come after them until we got them. So, no, I don't think they'll do that. What I do think is that they will certainly want to keep the power they've already got. They won't want the EU to be dismantled because it makes them feel powerful. It gives them enormous powers of taxation and regulation without any accountability to any electors. That's what they want, and we must make sure they don't get it.
Well, they definitely will try some tricks, but look here. You know what? I want you to be able to say hi to Max Kaiser. We're going to come back in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You get to eat that plate of barbecue. We'll get Max on, and then I'll just say bye to you in the middle of the segment.
Fantastic.
But plus, I've got to put on my Lord Monckton 2012 president button. We'll show you these if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv when we come back. If not, it'll be radio theater. But there it is. sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've had Lord Monckton in here for the last hour and a half, and I just wanted to have him be able to finish up any points that you were making. You're going to be down at the 20th anniversary of Maurice Strong and his post-industrial world. Going to be reporting on that for us. When is that coming up?
That's coming up kind of mid-June in Rio de Janeiro, and something like 100 so-called world so-called leaders will be turning up, and I will be there to throw a large wrench in the works.
All right. And also, you're going to be speaking next out in Arizona. Can people find out more at scienceandpublicpolicy.org?
I'll have to get back to you on that one and get you to put it on the website, because I'm not sure who is covering that one from the internet.
Absolutely. In closing, when do you expect the euro to break up?
It's already happening. Greece is on its way out. I would think within weeks they'll have to make an
announcement. Will it be Italy or Spain next that goes
Spain
under?
Spain is next, and you can tell this by looking at the amount of interest which governments have to pay in order to get people to lend money to them. And Spain is clearly now in the same territory that Greece was in a few months ago. Spain will be next, Portugal not far behind, Italy after that, and even France after that. France is in very bad financial situation. And it's now just elected.
But I'm sure Hollande will save him with a 75% tax rate. Hey, Max Kaiser, you're here in the U.S. now, but you've predicted accurately what's happened in the euro. You live over in France. I mean, do you think that Hollande's going to be better than Sarkozy?
No, it's more of the same.
Yeah, quite right, Max. I agree with you on
that. Well, we're going to get Max Kaiser and Max Kaiser's take on that right now. Lord Monckton, thank you so much. In closing, who came up with these Vote Lord Monckton 2012 in the U.S.? Because you were telling me about your birth certificate. You were born in the U.S. too.
Well, in Hawaii, I've got a birth certificate to prove it, and it is every bit as genuine as that of President Obama.
Thank you so much.
Bless you, and God bless America.
It was fantastic meeting you in person, sir.
It's been a real fun hour and a half, and I just think we've had a blast here. And once again, I say, if you've been listening to this and you think that it all sounds a bit extreme, what we face now is extreme. We do face real problems from our governing class.
And we need to be extreme back at them, Lord Monckton.
So what we need to be is to be careful and proportionate, but very, very tough. Do not let them roll you over.
God bless. Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
All right. Great having him here in person. Thank you. And go enjoy some Texas barbecue now at leisure.
Will do.
All right. There he goes. I wish you were here, Max Kaiser. I can't wait to get Max Kaiser someday. Elvis has left the building there, Lord Elvis. It is great to have you, Max. You have been a hard guy to get on the last month. I need my Max Kaiser fix here, buddy.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot of traveling, and so it's been tough to get on. But I'm finally in New York City right now, and you know, the J.P. Morgan story breaking and some other stories breaking. I'm glad to get a chance to speak to you and your listeners.
Yeah, I've been following your show, so I've noticed you've been on the road. Always great information. What do you want to hit first? J.P. Morgan, the latest on MF Global, this big scam. I mean, that's my view that, well, they admit he was selling the stock as he hyped it this week. I mean, is he going to get jail time? You don't get suckered, you get zuckered now. The EU gyrating wildly. What do you want to hit first, Max Kaiser, retired top stockbroker, TV host extraordinaire on BBC, RT, Al Jazeera, you name it, he does it, there with his trusty sidekick. What is first and center on your radar screen?
Well, I think we need to talk about J.P. Morgan, because we've been talking about J.P. Morgan on your show for a couple of years, and what we've been saying is that the company is very vulnerable because their balance sheet is extraordinarily laden with toxic derivatives that are completely unsustainable.
You'd been predicting they were going to have a crisis, and people laughed. Not the king of the hill, not the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, exactly. And so what we advised people was to attack their balance sheet. We know that when they acquired Bear Stearns, that they inherited a 3 billion ounce naked short position on silver. And the fact is that last year, people listening to your show got silver to double in price, and now we see the results. J.P. Morgan announced a $2 billion. Now it's a $5 billion. Now talking about a $12 billion loss on their balance sheet, $20 billion loss in market capitalization. That is a direct result of direct action by listeners buying silver, because to cover that short, they had to scrape, borrow, and steal from other pieces of their balance sheet. They had to go all the way to London to get their trader in London to start committing fraud to cover that hole, and they got caught. And this is just going to be now the fuse has been lit. J.P. Morgan is going the way of Enron. It's going the way of all these banks that end up going completely bust. The stock's going to zero.
Now, there's over $1,000 trillion in admitted derivatives. Even the Washington Post admits that. It's impossible to pay back. It's not our debt. Over 90% of Greece's debt, Iceland, all of it, Ireland, not their debt. But J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and others were able to get their people and his ministers over finance, but also as the presidents and prime ministers, to sign everybody onto the debt. But now I notice they're burning banks in Greece, where you've been. All over Europe, people know it's the banksters. I'm even seeing Hollywood movies talk about the banksters. I saw a Marky Mark movie called The Other Guys, a comedy, and it was all about, you know, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan ripping people off. I mean, when even the power structure starts admitting, it looks like they're getting ready to leave the sinking ship. What do you expect to happen?
Well, people are beginning to figure out it's the bankers. Remember, a few years ago, 10 years ago, they had the anti-globalization movement. They figured out that was too vague. So they reinvented themselves as the Occupy Wall Street movement, which is still too vague. But soon they will be figuring out it's the anti-Federal Reserve Bank, anti-Jamie Dimon, who sits on the New York Fed and J.P. Morgan's chairman's chairs movement. So as they begin to get specific now about who the real criminals are, then I would imagine that their actions would be also very direct and specific.
What's happening in Europe right now?
Well, the banking situation is, of course, quite dire, and they are attempting to deal with these massive bank runs. So in Greece, just in the last week, hundreds of billions of euros have been exiting Greece. We have bank deposits exiting Spain. Right now, a lot of that money is going into the dollar and the British pound and the German government bond. And here's something interesting. We've talked about it on your show before, Alex, and now it looks like it's coming true. We've talked about the possibility of banks issuing bonds and governments issuing bonds that pay a negative interest rate. In other words, you pay the bank to hold your money. And this will be a viable option for people who are too frightened by the volatility, they're too frightened by the street violence, they're willing to give their money to the government, to the banks, and pay the government 1 or 2% a year or 5% a year, and they'll take that loss because they think it's the only way to preserve whatever they have left. That's what they are aiming for because, of course, they'd love to have that use of your money and not only not pay you any interest, but have you pay them interest. It's called indentured servitude.
Now, obviously, the banksters think 30,000 drones launching over the U.S. with our taxpayer money is going to keep them safe. But as Brzezinski's even admitted, once the oligarchy is identified and the puppets are exposed as puppets, it's game over. There's no way that once the people understand it's the bankers screwing everything up, that they're going to get away with this. So how do you see this shaking out as everything we've predicted, you've predicted, all our guests have said, you know, Europe imploding, the next, the U.S. The U.S. is in worse financial situation, but it's economic warfare. I mean, the globalists say world government's going to be the answer, run by the very bankers that engineered this. How are they going to get away with this?
They'll offer safe harbor to people who are willing to give up everything to live on the right side of the castle wall as you see a return to feudalism and lords and serfs and a complete evisceration of the middle class. Now, let's look at something that was in The Economist magazine this past week, page 79. They talk openly about the fact that Goldman Sachs, another bank we've talked about on your show often, was engaged in, this is only made public because of a mistake made by a lawyer at the firm. They got the documents. It shows clearly that Goldman Sachs was engaged in something called naked short selling. They sell stock, in this case a company called Overstock.com. They sell stock that never existed, which is the exact same thing as counterfeiting. It's something I've said many times in Al Jazeera, which they never had me back on after I told them about naked short selling and counterfeiting. When I mentioned this on my film for Al Jazeera English called Money Geyser and Other Films About Naked Short Selling, my entry in Wikipedia was taken down for a year because of the forces that were trying to keep a lid on the scandal of naked short selling. Now, because of a mistake made by a lawyer, it's on page 79 of The Economist. It should be on page 1 because you would think counterfeiting would be the most heinous of all crimes in an economy that consider themselves to be capitalist. But they admit it, that they were, in fact, engaged in outright counterfeiting. This is the same thing the Nazis did to try to destabilize Britain during World War II, the same thing that you saw in the Civil War in America. Once one government starts to counterfeit money, you know that what the remaining paper money is completely and utterly worthless. Only keep money in paper money, Alex, that you're willing to lose.
And that's now bringing us to the runs on the banks spreading from Greece to Spain. I mean, it's all starting to unfold. What's the timetable, Max?
Well, you're right. They're going from out of the frying pan into the fire. So they go from Greece to Spain, then they want to go to Germany, they hope to go to the UK, but it's it's like an Agatha Christie novel where every chapter some new character in the book dies, gets murdered, and they're wondering, who's the number one killer of all this? Well, the number one killer of all this is the Federal Reserve Bank and Jamie Dimon and the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. They're the, you just skip to the end chapter. You don't need to read the whole book.
They're the epicenter.
There's Jamie Dimon. He's the bad guy. He's trying to hoodwink the world into accepting fake, phony, counterfeit money and his nonsensical stock. And that's where we need to go directly and protect oneself against that. And to do what we've been saying on your show for 3 or 4 years now, buy gold and silver.
Well said. I want to come back and look at the Zuckerberg situation, the new term Zuckered. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we are, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We have InfoWars Nightly News. Thank you so much for joining us. Max Kaiser at MaxKaiser.com is our guest. I'm asking everybody to help get the word out about our new social network, planetinfowars.com, to organize people from across the political spectrum and beyond to educate ourselves, get informed, and organize against tyranny. And I meant to launch this years ago, but it's beefy, it's a strong site, it's exploding, planetinfowars.com, planetinfowars.com, the merger of infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Now, going back to Max Keiser, for me, this just, I mean, is the culture of MF Global and JP Morgan saying, you're dead if you don't give us that money, so they take it out of private accounts. Now you've got the head of Facebook calling his users dumb effers. It's all got CIA people involved founding it. Explain to people, as a former top, you know, now retired stockbroker, media person, investigative journalist, you know, wearing all the hats, what happened there? I mean, I'm not a big stock guy. I mean, I don't own any, but I'm forced to study it constantly. I'm not in paper, put it to you that way. I mean, I invest here in my media operation to get the word out. That's what I care about, is hearts and minds and liberty for a future. I want to win the future, as Obama says. I don't want their tyrants to win the future. I'm fighting for the future, as you are. But, Max, they come out with this giant $100 billion deal. The analysts say it's not worth anywhere near that because it's an advertising thing. It's not like Google or Apple that actually have something. I'm not saying they're good companies with suicide nets at their factories at Foxconn, you know, for Apple. My point is there's something real there, even though Al Gore's on the board. With this, it doesn't look good. Comes out, they claim there's a glitch, so that's their excuse for it to go down. Now it's down massively. Go over the numbers for us on that. And now it's confirmed by the Associated Press and others that Zuckerberg says that, or Zuckerd says, well, that he was selling day one. Now, Martha Stewart went to jail for nothing, and they went after, you know, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks for nothing. Don't they have to go after him now, or is he too big to fail?
Well, it's a classic what they call on Wall Street, pump and dump. You know, if you do a little search on a firm on Wall Street called D.H. Blair, which was very active 20 years ago, bringing to market fake companies or companies overhyped, and as the day approaches when the company goes public, the insiders are selling out of their stock, and then the retail investors get dumped. What's remarkable about the Facebook pump and dump is that Barack Obama was hyping the stock just a few months ago. They had Zuckerberg at the White House. He went there asking to promote his candidacy on Facebook. So you have the President of the United States pumping and dumping an IPO, which is a new thing in the history of America. No president has ever pumped and dumped an IPO like Obama pumped and dumped Facebook. So the stock goes public at $100 billion a share, and the insiders had already sold out. There's a thing on the Internet called Second Market, which allows insiders to sell out their stock on the way up. They sold out billions on the way up. And don't forget that when Goldman Sachs got involved, when the company was worth $50 billion, and they took a position, they violated SEC law by offering stock to more than what the SEC allows by law, number of clients to own the stock. But their response to that was to get the SEC to change the law. So once again, we see that Wall Street makes the laws. Wall Street administers the laws. Wall Street adjudicates the laws. And if you ever sue Wall Street, you go to an arbitration panel that's staffed by people from Wall Street. So it's a fantastic place to steal money. There's no inhibitors to stealing money. There's no laws that apply to anyone working there. Nobody ever goes to jail. If any of your listeners want to become a billionaire, a zillionaire, a millionaire, get your Series 7 broker license, get in, you know, pick up a telephone, and you can break the law with impunity, just like Zuckerberg and Barack Obama and the whole crew.
If you're part of one of the few big firms, if you're a smaller firm and go on TV and promote a stock you think's good, they claim that you're pumping and dumping and arrest you. Or if you sell a few hundred thousand dollars worth of some stock you own, if you're the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, they go after you because it's publicity. They know people know your name, Mark Cuban. And so it sounds like, or if you're Willie Nelson and they claim you're on your back taxes, they take his house away for nothing. But if you want to steal billions, it's okay. If you want to steal the police pension fund, it's great. And the cops will even beat the anti-Wall Street protesters in the head for fun because they don't know which end is up. I mean, it is absolutely insane. We're going to come back long segment with Max Keiser, get more into this. And we've got an article up at the Drudge Report. Aaron Dykes wrote this last night. It's big news. Mark of the Beast. Bilderberg pushes mandatory Internet ID for all of Europe. This year's Bilderberg, I have to tell you, is full of top IT people. I happen to have moles inside Bilderberg. Believe me, they're hopping mad over this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Yeah, Aaron Dykes, big report that I worked on somebody last night. Mark of the Beast, Bilderberg pushes mandatory internet ID for Europe. They're announcing 30,000 drones here, total surveillance. Head of the CIA says, yeah, we're operating domestically, listening and watching everything you do. There's an attempt to intimidate people. See, the globalists think Americans and Europeans, for that matter, are like cowardly. No, people are so self-absorbed and lazy because we've had so much liberty that they're not paying attention. As they begin to have their resources turned off, as people begin to get awake, it's over, folks. That's the way it always is. As people start pushing folks around, it's over. You think we're scared of you? No. Most people are busy trying to take care of their families. But as they realize how real all this is, people are getting out of their comfort zone, and the New World Order better look out. Here it is. While the International ACTA Treaty and United States CISPA legislation are setting the stage to clamp down on the World Wide Web, technocrats are working overtime to try to pin down your identity and make sure all your activities are thoroughly monitored and under control. It's about an internet tax, folks, is the real reason. The European Union is now moving to create a mandatory electronic ID system for all EU citizens that would be implemented across Europe to standardize businesses both online and in person. And this is just hellish. This is for global tracking and taxes, and to ban your ID, like they said in CISPA and other before they cut it out, that three strikes, you're banned off the internet forever. That's like the TSA says you can't fly because they're God, no judge, no jury. Then there's a no gun buy list. It's all about this arbitrary, you can't travel, you can't leave the country because the IRS says so. These are capital controls. Max, you've talked a lot about this. I mean, this looks like the Soviet Union or something. I mean, this stuff is off the chain. We're seeing, as you said, the acceleration of the gulag casino economy or casino gulag economy with the prostitutes running defense for the New World Order. I mean, how far is this going to go? How many minions of the system are going to slit their own children's throats economically, politically, to go along with a bunch of criminal bankers? Sure, the National Enquirer is feeding us steady images of John Travolta and cross-dressing. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to be diverted with all these gay marriage distractions, regardless of what side you're on. They throw that in there to get us fighting with each other. The White House got caught running the Trayvon Martin thing with instigators from the Justice Department trying to get a race war going. They're shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. This government is criminal. They are the enemy. And we got to come together. Max Kaiser.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. You know, on your show for a couple of years, we've been talking about people renouncing their U.S. citizenship because they don't agree with American politics. And we see it now with one of the co-founders of Facebook. He's in Switzerland. He's going to move to Singapore. He's in Singapore now, and he's saying, look, I want to renounce my U.S. citizenship. It's got nothing to do with taxes. I just don't want to be a part of the U.S. system. And last year, a record number of people renounced their U.S. citizenship. And this trend is continuing, and we've talked about it. And I've said that, in my opinion, the smart thing to do is to renounce your U.S. citizenship. You've said you think that it makes more sense to stay and fight. And I have a description of those who stay and fight. It's called police-assisted suicide. Because go ahead, stay and fight, but you're going to go down in a blaze of police bullets on your way out the door. Very noble, but you're not going to be breathing.
Oh, Max, look, you're always saying the U.S. is going to collapse, and I agree it is, but we're going to use that crisis that they create to wake people up and get our republic back. You jumped out of the fire into Hades. I mean, I remember arguing with you 2 years ago. You're like, yeah, Europe's being raped by the same people, but, you know, whatever. I mean, Europe is going to be just as bad or worse, man. I mean, I don't blame you wanting to live in Paris. It's beautiful and wonderful, but come on, man.
No, we live in Paris because it's the best place to do our show, but we are completely mobile. You know, we go around the world, but we don't set up shop in any one location, and especially not in the U.S., because at some point you won't be able to leave the U.S. That wall between America and Mexico is to keep Americans in. You won't be able to leave. Your money won't be able to leave. So when they do turn the spigot off and they do devalue and you try to diversify out of the dollar and into precious metals, it's too late, man.
Oh, no, the TSA admits.
$10, $15, $20 a gallon, no job, nothing but food stamps, in the casino gulag, spinning the roulette wheel, hoping to make a nickel, you know, just to buy a cup of coffee to sustain yourself for the next 2 weeks.
And a bunch of paramilitary police running around. Doesn't sound fun.
So anyway, here's the big news. I don't know if you caught it or not, but I am officially advising Roseanne Barr as an economic advisor to her presidential candidacy.
Very exciting. We had her on last year, and of course, I gave the number to people, and it never got put in the computer. But I'm gonna get her back on the show. She's a very interesting lady, very funny, and so tell us about that. But I'm more interested in the fact.
I dropped out of my support of Ron Paul. I'm switching to Roseanne Barr. I think Roseanne Barr has a much more robust platform than Ron Paul. She's more electable than Ron Paul, and she's got me as an advisor. If Ron Paul had me as an advisor, I would maybe support him. But
spoken like a true. But listen,
he's got other folks advising him, which they're doing a fairly decent job. But Roseanne Barr for 2012.
Very interesting. She'll certainly get some issues out there. What about you're going to be on a panel with Henry Kissinger?
Yep, coming up in June in St. Petersburg, Russia, the International Economic Forum. It's the Davos of the East. I'm going to be on a panel with Henry Kissinger talking about the Eurozone. I want to call you directly from St. Petersburg like we did in Athens, like we did in Cairo, like we did in Beirut. Do a show with you directly from the Economic Forum in St. Petersburg, Russia in June. And we're going to get some on the panel with Kissinger and others. I'm the only guy who's ever been invited to one of these international forums that actually has a chip on their shoulder and is going in there, you know, horns.
Well, my instinct is for you to not even talk about this. You're going to get kicked off the panel, Max. I've always found it's better to sneak attack.
An issue to stop. I'm raring to go. I'm in training. I'm actually doing a morning workout, and I'm building up my muscle and my physique. So if I get into a 50 cuffs with an 85-year-old or a 95-year-old Henry Kissinger, I want to make sure I win, because otherwise it would be very embarrassing for me to lose in a wrestling match with Henry Kissinger in St. Petersburg.
Be like an Andy Kaufman wrestling match.
Yeah, I don't want to lose. Andy Kaufman, he showed the way. But if any of these guys, you know, it's going to be a whole same guys from Davos.
I think both of you should wear matching tutus and wrestle around, and John Travolta can be the referee. Let me just stop you for a minute there, because people do this before debates. Let's debate back and forth, because all he does is speak in that fake German accent. He has a brother that grew up in Germany until they were 10. He doesn't speak with it. It's totally fake. He talks real slow, like it's deliberative. It's a total act, like you're getting something really special from the mobile pustule, the self-propelled pus bag that is Dr. Henry Kissinger. But let's just practice. I'll be Henry Kissinger, and I'll be up there, and I'm going to speak, and then it'll be your turn. Here we go.
And there will be a new world order out of the different systematic systems. And then what we will do is the larger banks will run everything. And it is the fault of the people raise their taxes for banker bailout. And Obama good. What do you say, Max Kaiser?
Hey, Henry, pull my finger.
Okay. Seriously, though, Kaiser.
Now, listen, here's my message when I go to St. Petersburg. It's the message I brought to Channel 4 live at 10 o'clock, which they banned from people in the UK from actually seeing the video of me on 10 o'clock live on Channel 4 last year. The message is simple. Hang the bankers. And we got to bring capital punishment for people who commit crimes against capital. Number one on the list, Jamie Dimon. Number two, Lloyd Blankfein. It's easy. They make themselves now known. They are in the open. Their balance sheets are vulnerable. Let's attack them by buying physical silver. Let's take them down to the guillotine and do what we have to do. That's the only way you can keep the democracy fresh. As Jefferson said, every 50 years or so, keep the blood of democracy fresh with an insurrection.
But David Rockefeller,
Alex, we're overdue.
The United Nations is going to help us.
It's more of a Russian Henry Kissinger. I mean, Henry Kissinger looks more like a self-propelled.
Criminals are going to be there. I'm being invited. I'm on two panels. We're going to do a show with you there. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be the first time anyone from the active people who have been behind the other side of the barricade is let into the event. So RT is very excited. Of course, RT is the big media sponsor of this event in St. Petersburg. I'm the number one show on RT. So we're going to go down. If it requires 50 cuffs with Henry Kissinger, that's what we're going to do.
Nobody's so we're building this up like a Don King fight.
No one's going to miss him. I think he may have died 10 years ago. It's a taxidermist came in. He's stuffed. He's just a talking puppet. The guy died 10 years ago.
Hey, man, you know, that's what he actually looks like, is that maybe they did take his body and then stuff it, and then it just kind of moves with some little mechanical apparatus.
Yeah, he's been embalmed. So, yeah, that's why it gets the sound quality gets worse and worse, because the tapes that are in his skull playing the same ridiculous nonsense over and over again.
Oh, man, you got to stop it right now. What about you and Henry Kissinger oil wrestling? Pay-per-view would make $300 million.
Pay TV event. That would be fantastic.
Hey, you could ask him, Herr Kissinger, would you oil wrestle? Both of you could wear bikinis.
Yeah. Well, you've also got a bunch of Hollywood people there. You know, Hollywood is looking to extend their copyright cartel into the Russia and China and India. So they're going to be trying to push for their copyright shenanigans. So I'm on a panel also about technology. I'm going to go 50 cuffs with the copyright cartel as well. So I'm in training. I got my morning workout. I'm doing 3 or 4 miles a day. I'm doing some bench presses, so I'm bulking up. And I'm eating, of course, a lot of the dietary supplements you have advertised on your show to give me all my nutrients. So I am like a Superman.
Are you serious? Did you really go to InfoWarsTeam.com?
Absolutely. Exactly. How do you think I get to look so handsome?
I don't know, Kaiser. It is amazing. By the way, the reason I'm making jokes about Henry Kissinger dressed up, when I was inside Bohemian Grove, and this was witnessed by Hansen as well, they have posters outside each camp, and there were several. One with Henry Kissinger doing something I can't say. Let's just leave it at that. The other was him wearing, well, no, he wasn't doing that. He was, well, I've said it before, but it's he was bending over and simulating something.
Fingering a pineapple?
That's enough. Let's stop right there. It's a family show. But I'm serious. We have to talk about this because he really did it. There was another with him wearing coconuts and then a hula skirt. And I'm not joking, folks. We have some of the annals that show the other men dressed up. So my question is, if it's news that John Travolta dresses up like a woman around the house, or Arnold in Nazi outfits, which I'm serious he does, that's in the news, shouldn't it be news that Kissinger does it?
On that front, you're talking about these male bonding sweat lodges where they check out each other's genitalia and pretend that they're heterosexuals. You know, David Cameron, who's the current prime minister in Britain, he's involved in a group of people, it's a club, where they go into these dark rooms. And they try to guess who just left a fart in that room. And David Cameron's involved with that. And some other of these high-placed British MPs are in this kind of weird club where they go into these dark rooms.
Hey, let me stop you. These people are so weird, I don't doubt it. But be serious.
This is an honest to God.
All right, guys, put on screen.
Talk to your friends in London. Who's
hey, guys.
A smart chap on your show?
Hey, guys, point the camera over here for viewers. I'm going to put Kate Upton on the screen. How could guys ever get tired of the good Lord's creation, like Kate Upton right there, you know, the Sports Illustrated cover girl, you know, nice woman in a bathing suit, very wholesome. Why would you want to go in a room and smell men's farts? I mean,
when Kissinger looks at that, he sees Jamie Dimon and he gets all aroused. And then he ends up...
Stop it. This show is not a morning zoo.
Ask your British friends. Who's that smart chap you've got on your show?
Watson.
He knows about the farting club in Britain. He'll know about it. ask Watson.
Stop it right now. Kaiser, are you serious?
Ask Watson. It's known. People know about this. This was told to me by a guy.
Yes, get Watson on Skype because his phone's terrible.
Speaking of the UK, Alex, you know this.
It's not the bat phone. It's the fart phone.
Shut up. I'm trying to finish.
You shut up.
You know, Piers Morgan on CNN, he is now totally implicated in this phone hacking scandal.
No, I knew that.
He got fingered by, fingered by Jeremy Paxman, who's on their nighttime BBC Newsnight program, who testified in front of their committee saying that Piers Morgan told him how to hack phones, which totally conforms to what I've been telling people now for several years. The editor of the Sunday Mirror, Tina Weaver, told me directly in 2003 that she was aware of the phone hacking. She said Piers Morgan was aware of the phone hacking. And furthermore, she threatened me indirectly by using a phone hacking scandal as part of a scandal that she was involved with. So she should also be pulled into this phone hacking scandal. And, of course, it jumps the Atlantic. It goes to the United States.
Well, that's good. Somebody gives you some info. Hey, you shut up. Shut up. I'm just joking back. Hey, why are you throwing her under the bus if she told you these secrets?
She's threatening me.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
She was threatening me by saying we use phone hacking and we're going to use the information that we hacked, and she was threatening me.
Oh, no, that totally makes sense.
Okay,
but expanding.
Also, Murdoch, though, it's known that they hacked into those 9/11 victims with the phone hacking. So that means Murdoch committed Corruptions Act in him, you know, it's back to the United States. He's got to go. He should be completely removed from News Corp of America. That's another entirely corrupt organization. It's got to go the way it does.
I agree with it, but isn't the White House just blackmailing him so that they won't cover Fast and Furious?
Wait till Murdoch shows up at this forum in St. Petersburg. I'm going to rip his freaking face off. I'm telling you, when I see that old bag of bones, that old sack, I'm going to just, like, pummel him.
You know, I'm not even sure if Rupert Murdoch isn't like the same robot as Kissinger. They just kind of put different makeup on it. Because the more I think about it, they both look like a rubber face pumped up with monkey pus.
No, they look like two long old testicles hanging from a gorilla's scrotum.
All right, that's it, Kaiser. This is a family show. We can call him a
pup. The Manson family?
We are a family show, man.
Yeah, so is Charles Manson. Who do you mean must be squeaky from?
All right. Stop it. Stop it. Do we have Watson here? Did you ask Watson if it's true?
Ask Watson. He's heard of it.
All I know is they admitted that Tony Blair, this is in mainstream news, he admits it, is convulses every morning when he is possessed by the spirit of light and he does weird rituals. Francois Mitterrand, admitted he said a Luciferian and demanded the Louvre Pyramid have 666 pink pieces of glass.
Look, Alex, let's talk about Tony Blair for a second, okay? We know this was covered in the Financial Times. You can Google this. You've got all the information. They went to court with this. A serious fraud office was going to bring Tony Blair up on charges of colluding with Prince Bandar, a Saudi prince, on a $200 billion money laundering slush fund. And Prince Bandar was in number 10 Downing Street, the head of the UK government, the prime minister's office, and said, if you don't call the serious fraud office investigation off on the slush fund with BAE, the British Aerospace, for the slush fund for this arms deal, I cannot guarantee another 7/7 bus bombing won't happen in London. Of course, that was a huge terrorist act where many people died and they blew up a bus. So here you have a Saudi prince threatening a sitting prime minister with terrorism in number 10 Downing Street. And what did Tony Blair do? He called off the investigation.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
All right, Kaiser. Tony Blair stuff's true. And the weird rituals are true. But I think Kaiser did a joke on us with the David Cameron stuff. We have Paul Watson here. And I think it's an anti-Anglophile thing is what I think's going on here. I think Max Kaiser's made a joke on us. Paul Watson, joining us from just north of London, he tells us he's not heard of this club. Paul Watson, you're on with Max Kaiser. Have you not heard of this olfactory club that David Cameron is part of?
I've heard of the Bullingdon Club, which is the student club out of Oxford, where Cameron liked to go and smash up local restaurants with the rest of his toff friends and laugh about it. Is that the same one?
This was told to me. You know who Zach Goldsmith is, right?
Yeah.
He told me directly, personally, when I was writing for his magazine, The Ecologist, that himself and George Osborne, who was in the Bullingdon Club, which is another club, were involved in this anonymous farting club.
All right, stop. The problem is that's exactly the kind of stuff they do. These people are out of their minds. Folks, I mean, I'm telling you, it's admitted in news articles that people, was the Vanity Fair guy snuck in and saw Henry Kissinger in drag. We've got some of their books that show other guys in drag. Actually, I think Kissinger's in drag in one of them. I got to dig that out and put that on the web. But the point is we're talking about pornographic stuff where, not completely pornographic, but Henry Kissinger's doing things and acting like he's doing things. I mean, this is insane. These people are insane. I mean, folks, come on. The guys running...
Then they have good sense. I mean, after you make your first, half $1 billion, you're just bored. You're bored out of your skull. So you invent silly things like trying to guess each other's farts in dark rooms. That's the problem with this economy, is that it engenders billionaires and billions of people with no money at all.
Hey, Watson, I want you to look into this. This is a major investigation. Are the Bilderberg Group people, maybe coming up in a week and a half, I'm going to be there. Is this what's really going on? Are they really secretly meeting to do this?
I'll do some deep research. Somebody called me up in the middle of dinner and said, Max Kaiser, David Cameron, and fart smelling. So I'm a bit...
Well, you know, Henry Kissinger, he can sell his farts because they sell like arsenic and a philosophy bag. So you know what he's in the room. You know when he's around.
All right, I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Watson. Thank you. Listen, this is not a kid's show where we do Howard Stern stuff. I never do this stuff. It's just these people are so weird. And Kaiser is always pretty much serious, even when he's joking. So I guess he's saying he's really been told this by high-level sources. You told us the Iceland thing was going to go belly up and who was going to do it. You told us about Greece, Ireland, all this stuff. And now you're telling
me. I told you J.P. Morgan, the balance sheet was completely fraudulent. And now we just found out that they were. Now, throughout the entire crisis, Alex, throughout the 2008, 9, 10, 11, and 12, they were held up as the exception to the rule. The banker was... class, that they were not engaged in fraud. And now we find out that they're totally doing exactly what we said they were doing, what I said they were doing. They're engaged in massive fraud on their balance sheets. They're not taking hedge positions. It's all directional position trading, massive risky bets. They're tied at the hip with the Fed. They've got a $90 trillion exposure in the derivatives market. They're going to go the way of Enron and these other banks that have collapsed.
No, they're already saying in Market Watch, Wall Street Journal, how Facebook could destroy the U.S. economy. And they're saying it's too big to fail. We're going to have to bail out all the idiots that invested in it so Zuckerman gets double the money and we can Zucker us again. I mean, there's got to be an end to this. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com, thank you so much.
Is that it? I'm leaving?
We're out of time, my friend.
Oh, okay. Well, have me on again, you knucklehead.
Oh, okay. Anytime you want to come on. We got to have a more adult show. All right, there he goes. I'll be honest with you, folks. This is probably true when we investigate it. I mean, this just shows how crazy these people are. And I'm laughing because this is painful. I mean, the people running things. Well, I mean, Caligula married his horse. I mean, elites go crazy. These guys have gone bonkers. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.